Hello and welcome to the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time and turn our hearts toward God to hear His voice and connect with our Father. Father, I pray that in this moment, You would meet with us. Quiet our heart. We remember that You've taken care of every one of our needs, that You know and are mindful of our weakness, that You even have our hopes and dreams in mind as You faithfully lead us. Father, thank You for more faithfully serving us and leading us than we are faithful to follow You. You're a good shepherd. You're a great host. You're our mighty Father. We trust You and we give You this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today, we're going to focus in particularly on that final verse, verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Deep in the heart of every one of us lurks a nasty lie that God is holding out on me. He's not really good. That trusting Him on the paths of righteousness, or sitting still when He makes me lie down, or feasting instead of canceling my enemies, that all of it will cause me to live a life of lack, limitation, even maybe loneliness. This lie, it came to the heart of the first man and woman. Satan brought it to them as he told them that God had reserved the best fruit for Himself. He said, God knows if you eat this fruit, you'll be like Him. The verse we're looking at today comes at the end of Psalm 23. And for the first time, references something that will not be fulfilled here on this earth. For the first time, the author reaches for a heavenly hope, something that cannot be attained in the here and now. The feasting in the previous verse included our enemies. So dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, that's something categorically different. This verse is reflection back over a life lived for God and is recommitting our trust in Him. After we've known God to be our good shepherd, after we've trusted Him to lead us to provision and through the valley, after we've sat with Him and feasted with our enemies, we've received His anointing and overflowing blessing. After all of this, we look back with a strong affirmation. My God is full of goodness and mercy. And in fact, He's not only good, He's proactively good in my life. He's proactively merciful. He gives me things when I don't deserve them. These characteristics of God, they hunt me. They track me down. They figure me out. This powerful confession is not easily seen early in our walk with God. But after faithful years of following our good shepherd and feasting with our great host, we can look back and see the undeserved goodness of God continually, proactively chasing us down. This reality brings us an amazing hope, one that we will celebrate safe and secure in the house of our Lord forever. So whatever suffering or adversity or disappointment that we are facing in this life, it will be accounted for in the house of our Lord. When we've crossed the pastures, passed through the valleys, feasted and enjoyed God on earth, we will enter a place where hunger and death and lack and disappointments, and even our mocking enemies will only be a memory. In The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis describes our heavenly hope like this. They say of some temporal suffering, no future bliss can make up for it, not knowing that heaven, once attained, will work backwards and turn even that agony into glory. As we stand between the goodness and mercy of God undeservingly tracking us down and that house of the Lord standing before us, one day welcoming us home, today we can have hope no matter what. Father God, thank you for your extraordinary goodness and your proactive mercy, that even when our hearts are far from you, you come after us. Lord, we pause now to remember how you came 2,000 years ago in the form of a baby, and you've been born again in our hearts. Our friends and our family and our circumstances continually lead us back to you. We are reminded of you in our city. We are reminded of you in the nature. We are reminded of you in natural surroundings. You come to our heart and to our mind, and your goodness and your blessings, they come after us. God, we don't deserve any of these things, but you send them to us nonetheless. Lord, we also look forward to one day being in your home. Thank you, Jesus, for your word that says, I go to prepare a place for you. We choose to increase our desire and anticipation to be with you. And Lord, we pray that you would come here once again soon. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you to spend the next few minutes with God. Start by asking him this question. Is there anywhere in my life that I don't behave as though you have my best interests in mind? Please help me see where your goodness and mercy have been tracking me down over the course of my life. Thank you for participating in the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. You can find other episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment around what God has been speaking to you. You can find other resources and our location at everynationnyc.org. I'd like to say a special thank you to Zach Usen, our editor, and Kenny Sanborn, who's helped develop much of the content you've heard in season 3.